It is true, I do love my sins, my lusts and pleasures. A Few Sighs from Hell, or The Groans of the Damned Soul, by that poor and contemptible servant of Jesus Christ, John Bunyan, 1658. Lost sinner, I beg you to consider the state of those who die outside of Christ Jesus. Yes, I say, consider their miserable state, and think thus with yourself, what, shall I lose an eternal heaven for short pleasure? Shall I buy the pleasures of this world at so dear a rate as to lose my soul to obtain them? What advantage will these be to me when the Lord shall separate soul and body asunder and send one to the grave and the other to hell, and at the judgment day the final sentence of eternal ruin must be passed upon me? Consider that the profits, pleasures, and vanities of this world will not last for ever, but the time is coming, yes, just at the door, when they will give you the slip and leave you in such a dreadful condition. And therefore, to prevent this, consider your dismal state. Think thus with yourself, it is true, I do love my sins, my lusts and pleasures, but what good will they do me at the day of death and of judgment? Will my sins do me good then? Will they be able to help me when I come to fetch my last breath? What good will my money then do for me? And what good will my vanities then do when death drags me away? What good will all my companions, fellow jesters, jeerers, liars, drunkards, and all my harlots do for me? Will they help to ease the pains of hell? Will these help to turn the hand of God from inflicting his fierce anger upon me? Nay, they will rather cause God to show me no mercy, to give me no comfort, and to thrust me down into the hottest place of hell, where I will swim in fire and brimstone. Oh, consider that your doom is forever, forever. It is unto everlasting damnation, eternal destruction, eternal wrath and displeasure from God, eternal gnawings of conscience, eternal continuance with devils. Oh, consider that just the thought of now seeing the devil makes your hair to stand straight up on your head. Oh, but this, to be damned, to dwell among all the devils, and that not only for a short time, but forever, to all eternity. This is so astonishingly miserable that no tongue of man, no, nor of angels, is able to express it.